This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Last big game of the weekend, and then we'll go thoughts on all the other ones in rapid fire. Bills and Ravens on Sunday night is pure theater.
It is.
These are two teams that can't get over the hump, but are so close, and they stand in each other's way. This game could decide the one seed in the AFC. I'm going to say that again. A week one game could decide the one seed in the AFC.
Yeah.
Can the Ravens harness Henry better in year two? Will the Bills focus on defense pay off? Mike, this is everything.
It is. And it's the regular season, so it gives you a chance to bet Lamar. The playoffs, I'll never bet him. But I actually think the Ravens might be the side here. I mean, I think the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl, but it doesn't mean they win week one. And they have a completely new defensive front. We've got to see what those pieces look like together. And the Ravens in the regular season, they're a different animal. And I leaned Ravens here. This isn't like some massive hot take. It's not a massive opinion. I kind of wanted to hear your spiel.
I'm not playing this game. This is going to be a great game to watch. If you forced me, like, we'll pick it on our show. I'm going to take the Bills laying the point and a half, but I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. And I think home field's going to matter for them. But I'm not mad at you saying, hey, it's Lamar in the regular season. Lamar and the Ravens won the regular season meeting a year ago between these two teams, and they won it handily, by the way.
Oh, damn.
But I think some of the Ravens' strength, hold on, some of the Ravens' strength is, to me, an elite back seven. Nothing against their front, but their back seven, right? Roquan Smith in the middle, the two safeties, Hamilton, and I love Malachi Starks, the corner room. That kind of gets neutralized because Buffalo doesn't have these elite receivers.
No, but look, Buffalo also, there's a lot of variance. You know, Keon Coleman, what's his target share going to look like? Shakir is that Amon-Ra type guy for them, the third down. I love that kid. The two tight ends with Kincaid and Knox. I also don't love the fact you had the James Cook situation coming into this season. Regular season Ravens, I'm always so much more confident. I was going to play him. Now, what is the actual, because I'm looking at Ravens getting a point and a half. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's what I have. Bills laying the point and a half.
Yeah, it was a lean to the Ravens. And honestly, to get me to a five pack for the week.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. Ravens are favored.
Now they're favored.
Yeah, FanDuel, as of right now, essentially noon on Thursday, this is Ravens laying a point and a half. So you get the point and a half with the Bills.
Okay. You can add them to your board.
I'm not going to play it. I want to watch this.
I'm going to ride with the Ravens. I still believe in the Bills. I still think they're winning their division. I still think they'll be in competition for the one seed. I'm going to go with the Ravens, laid a point and a half.
You're putting it on your card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And I think with defenses being ahead of offenses, I trust the Baltimore defense more. And I do have equal to Josh Allen, where I have a guy that can break a defense and escape, do some things. I'm going to roll with it.
So we're each betting two of the big games, right?
Two of the big games.
You have Atlanta.
Yes.
I have Atlanta. Yes. I have the Lions. You have the Ravens.